It's that time, America. Your very own nationally award-winning family radio talk show. Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton is set to air now. We feature the trending news stories, the timely interviews you want to hear, and the hottest music in the industry. This show truly is news talk for everyone. Let others know right now that you're tuned in to quality news talk that matters. You're listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton. The broadcast begins now, now, now.
Welcome, listeners, to Let's Talk America Radio, of course, where we put the spotlight on real people, real topics, and, of course, that's you, and we are so excited you're with us for this episode. Well, now, did you know that International Day of the Girl will actually take place on Sunday, October the 11th? And it's an important reminder that girls all ages need positive role models who can inspire them to achieve their goals and their dreams. Well, one place to find some extraordinary female role models is the U.S. Army, where women are serving in every career field, including as helicopter pilots, engineers, intelligence experts, sharpshooters, and more. We're here to discuss her unique path to success in the U.S. Army as the one and only Captain Cassandra Clark. She is a Black Hawk helicopter pilot and member of the Army Warrior Fitness Team. Welcome to the program, Captain.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Thanks for being on with us. Now, can you share with our listening audience more about your job in the U.S. Army and what it's like to serve as a female soldier?
Well, Shayna, my job, I would say I actually have two dream jobs in the Army. By trade, I am a Black Hawk helicopter pilot, and I've been flying for a little over 8 years through several deployments and humanitarian missions. And then I also, within the past year, the Army put together an initiative for soldiers to help better recruit and relate to the public on health and fitness and the importance not only in the Army but just in life. And we put together a competitive CrossFit team. So a group of 12 soldiers selected out of the Army, five women, including myself, and seven males. We are competitive CrossFit athletes where we train full-time at Fort Knox, Kentucky, both internationally and nationally.
Wow, very cool. Now, how do you see yourself as a role model in the Army as a way to inspire other women and young girls?
Oh, well, those are big words and big shoes to fill as a saying I'm a role model. I don't necessarily think that way, but I do like to say I like to go out of stereotypes, and I think I just go after things that are a little unconventional, but I think that also just paves the way for other women and girls to come behind me, and I think we need to do that as females, not only to set the new path, but to also encourage other females to also do the same thing.
Very amazing. Did you or do you currently have any role models yourself? And if so, who?
I've had so many great role models in the Army, but I would say probably my first is my mother. She was also a female soldier, and she also was a helicopter pilot. She was one of the first Black female helicopter pilots in the Army. And even though she was out of the Army before I was able to even walk, I think it just really still was so much instilled in her, and also just her experience just really showed in how she raised my sister and I, in that not putting us in a box and really pushing us to go after anything we wanted to do, even through our own hesitation or doubt. She made all the sacrifices to make sure that we went after everything we wanted to do.
Wow, what an amazing role model that you had with your mother. Now, how has the U.S. Army, Captain, helped you reach your goals? One, I'm going to say as an individual and also as a soldier.
Well, I would say that the Army just has so many great opportunities. There's over 150 jobs in the Army that span from you could be a chef to a doctor to a helicopter pilot. I mean, the world really is your oyster in the Army. There's so many great opportunities. And I'm just an example of that. I graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point in 2011 and had the opportunity to go into flight school direct from there and learn how to fly helicopters. And that was just something I was passionate about. But through that opportunity, that just opened so many more doors for me as well. And then to say I had, you know, a great and successful career as a helicopter pilot, is just one thing. And then to also have this opportunity to be essentially a professional athlete in the Army as well is just a second dream job that I've had the opportunity to do. So it's also to say that in the Army, just because you are in one job doesn't mean you're stuck there. So you're able to span across so many different fields.
Wow. I mean, what a great point. And I recently learned that you did gymnastics when you were younger, also track and field, and then you went to college and received a degree in psychology. And I think it's fair to say, obviously, you have diverse experiences. When it comes to advice for other young women, and I'm going to say for other individuals in general as well, because I think that's probably what pearls of wisdom you provide will help all people. But what career advice can you give others? I mean, because I'm looking at your background, so diverse, and you're continuing to really pursue all goals, but it's not one track. It's not, okay, I did this in the past, I have to keep going.
Right. I mean, that's exactly it. It's, and I think society in general is definitely changing into being more accepting of that. You know, it doesn't matter your age or what career you initially decide to go. If that's something that maybe isn't necessarily working out for you, or you're not passionate about it, then continue to strive to go towards that direction that you want to go, that you're passionate about, because that's really what's important at the end of the day, is if you're happy and passionate about what you do, then that's just going to make your environment that much more positive.
Wow. Keep that passion no matter what you do. We certainly appreciate your role that you're doing in the U.S. Army and all that you're doing to inspire others everywhere. Is there a good place or website where our listeners can go for additional information about you or the U.S. Army?
Yes, Sheena. You can go to GoArmy.com on really any platform, whether it's the Internet, Facebook, Instagram. And they have all the links for all different avenues to go down as far as opportunities within the Army. And then specifically for our team, the U.S. Army Warrior Fitness Team, you can check us out on Facebook and Instagram for U.S. Army Warrior Fitness Team.
Got it. Thank you so much. We certainly appreciate it. Again, Captain Cassandra Clark. Thanks again. Take care.
Thank you, Shayna. Appreciate you having me.
At the Energize Store, we create positive wearables to uplift your spirits. We also provide custom merchandise for family reunions, nonprofit organizations, and small businesses. Please visit us online at www.energize.store. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Energize Store. Shop now.